prank?" The Aldebaranian's voice was decidedly unfriendly. "Sir, to me, thionite is no prank. I don't mind nitrolabe or heroin, and a little bentlem now and then is good for a man, but when anyone comes around me with thionite, I object, sir, vigorously, and I don't care who knows it."
"Evidently. But that wasn't really thionite. We would never permit it. And Miss Carter is an exemplary young lady."
"How was I to know it wasn't thionite?" Williams demanded. "And as for your Miss Carter, as long as a woman acts like a lady, I treat her like a lady. But if she acts like a Zwillnick..."
"Please, Mr. Williams, I treat her like a Zwillnick, and that's that. Mr. Williams, please, not that word, ever."
"No? A planetary idiosyncrasy, perhaps?" The ex-miner's towering wrath abated into curiosity. "Now that you mention it, I do not recall having heard it lately, nor hereabouts. For its use, please accept my apology." Oh, this was better. Crown and Shield was making headway. The big Aldebaranian didn't even know thionite when he saw it, and he had a rabid fear of it.
"There remains, then, only the very peculiar circumstance of your wearing arms here in a quiet hotel."
"Who says I was armed?" Kinnison demanded.
"Why, it was assumed..."
The proprietor was flabbergasted. The visitor threw off his cloak and removed his jacket, revealing a shirt of sheer glamourette, through which could be plainly seen his hirsute chest and the smooth bronzed skin of his brawny shoulders. He strode over to his kit bag, unlocked it, and took out a double delameter harness and his weapons. He donned them, put on jacket and cloak, open now this latter, shrugged his shoulders a few times to settle the burden into its wonted position, and turned again to the hotel keeper. "This is the first time I have worn this hardware since I came here," he said quietly. "Having the name, however, you may take it upon the very best of authority that I will be armed during the remaining minutes of my visit here. With your permission, I shall leave now."
"Oh, no, don't. That won't do, sir, really."
Crown and Shield was almost abject at the prospect.
"We should be desolated. Mistakes will happen, sir. Planetary prejudices, misunderstandings. Give us a little more time to get really acquainted, sir."
And thus it went. Finally, Kinnison let himself be mollified into staying on. With true Aldebaranian mulishness, however, he wore his armament, proclaiming to all and sundry his sole reason therefore. "An Aldebaranian gentleman, sir, keeps his word, however lightly or under whatever circumstances given. I said that I would wear these things as long as I stay here, therefore wear them I must, and I shall. I will leave here any time, sir, gladly. But while here I remain armed, every minute of the day.